We're doing the Netivot Shalom, and we had been discussing that Yaakov Avinu came to the conclusion, Achen yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. I see that God is present even here in the physical that I'm about to deal with for the next, he didn't know how long it would be, but we know it was the next 20 years. And that's what it says over here, that God told Yaakov, I am with you. Ushmalticha b'chol asher telech. I'll protect you wherever you go. Shelechora tzarich b'yu. At first glance, this needs explanation. Is it that until now God was not with Yaakov? But rather the explanation is, ki adata, hitherto, until now, Yaakov kodesh kodashim. Yaakov Avinu was living a life of pure holiness, kemalach v'saraf, like an angel, like a seraph angel. V'lo nitzach l'shmira. He didn't need extra protection. Where was he? In the Beis Medrash. What's happening there? He's learning. Ach ata, but now, sheratzon Hashem, that God's will was, sheYaakov yatchil lasok binyanei olam hazeh. Ratzon Hashem haya, the will of Hashem was that Yaakov would start dealing with the things of this world. He's going to have to be a shepherd the next 14, 20 years. Hutzrach kvar l'shmira elyona. Then he needs an upper watching. V'hine anochi imach. God tells him, I'm with you. Ushmarticha b'chol asher telech. I'll watch you wherever you go. Like Rashi explained, that when Yaakov saw that God was above him, that was an indication God was telling him, I am above you, lishomro, to watch over him. For when a Jew deals with things of this world, he needs an extra protection, an extra watching, that he shouldn't fall. It's very easy to be pulled down by this physical world. And the framework of holiness, that's what protects the Jew. Like our sages taught us in the Gemara and Megillah, wherever the Jews were exiled, God's presence was with them. That this quote from the Gemara, this was said, be it when the masses were exiled, or be it when the individual, like Yaakov, has to be exiled. He has to go out and do parnas and chutzarts. Kasher yudi osek b'inyanei olam hazeh. When a Jew deals with the things of this world, harei zeh bibchinat galui Yisrael. The fact that he can no longer stay in the Beis Medrash, he has to deal with the mundane, physical world down here, that's like the Jews going into exile. Ve'az shechina imahem. And then, God says, I'm with you. Sheyesh alav shmira elyona. There's an upper watching that God helps him be successful in maintaining that framework of holiness, even in the physical world. And what's that protection? That he maintains the framework of holiness, shel Torah ve'avodah, of Torah and of service, of davening. Hashomeret al Yehudi, that protects the Jew, bibchinat, with the aspect of v'inei Hashem nitzav alav, that Hashem is above him, l'shomro, to watch him, and that's the promise, v'inei anochi imach, God says, I am with you, God says to Yaakov, u'shmarticha b'chol asher telech, I'll watch you wherever you go, wherever you're doing your business. Umbu'al bazeh, and with this it's been explained, inyan ha'chalom she'eru li'Yaakov, the concept of the dream that Yaakov was shown, v'inei sulam mutzav alza, the ladder that was firmly implanted in the ground. Shelechora, at first glance, harei ikar chalom, it would seem that the main point of the dream was haya habrachot shebircho hakadosh baruch hu, the blessings that God blessed him. Vayalo latchil miyad, we would think that the dream should begin right away. V'hineh Hashem nitzav alav, God was above him. Vayomar an Hashem said, ani Hashem lokei Avraham, I am Hashem, the God of Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and now I'm blessing you. We think that's the essence of the dream. Why does the dream begin with a ladder and angels going up and down? Ela ha'inyan, but rather the idea is as follows. Kamur, as we've said, she'eru lo batchila, initially what Yaakov was shown, et ha'tziyur shel derech ha'avodah. He was shown the illustration of how one should work in this world. She'hu al derech sulam, that he should work like a ladder. She'ole madriga midarga lidarga, that he goes from step to step, from rung to rung. V'hine malach elokim olim v'yoredim bo. That's why he was shown the angels going up and down. Shegama yeridot, that even when he goes down, he's going to deal with sheep. He's not going to learn in Shemin Ever's base medrash. He's going to deal with the mundane world. Nonetheless, yiyu b'tocha misgirt shel kedusha, even going down must be within the framework of the ladder, within the framework of holiness. And his responsibility is to never leave that framework. Shal yedei zeh, through this, then we reach the next part of his vision, zoche, that he merits labracha, to the blessing of shel vehinei anochi imach. God says, I am with you, ushmalticha b'chol asher telech, I'll watch you wherever you go. V'yesh lever b'zeh ma'amar ha-katuv, and with this concept we can explain the verse in Tehillim, that David HaMelech says, achat shalti me'et Hashem, one thing I ask of you, God, otah avakesh, that's what I request, shivti b'vet Hashem kol yemei chayai, to sit in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. Al pi ma shamu chazal, based on what our sages taught us in the Gemara and Sukkah, when you meet up with this derelict, you meet up with the Yetzer Hara, pull him into the base medrash. So they ask, what do you gain when you bring the Yetzer Hara into the base medrash? So he's in the base medrash and the Yetzer Hara is with him. A person knows he could be sitting in front of the Gemara and his mind could be everywhere else. Ela, but rather, perush mashcheu lebet ha-midrash. The explanation of our sages' advice, drag him into the base medrash, who sheyikanes betoch misgeret hakdusha. The idea is bring him into the framework of holiness, v'yishamer lebal yipol mechutzala, and a person has to watch himself not to fall out of that framework. Sheomnam, really, hayetzer hara nimtza gam bebet hamidrash. The yetzer hara is also in the base medrash. Ach kevan shu nimtza betoch misgeret shel kedusha, but being that now he is within that framework of holiness, yesh alav shmira shelo yipol. So then, I've brought him into my territory. When I'm here, so here I have that extra protection that I shouldn't fall. Ah, so we discussed, better in a base medrash than at home, right? V'zeo perush, and that's the explanation of David Zamerch saying, achat shalti me'et Hashem otah avakesh, shivti b'vet Hashem kol yimei chayai. I have one request of God. I ask of Him to be in the house of Hashem throughout the days of my life. What was He asking? Shetamid yiyeh betoch misgeret hakdusha. To always be in the framework of holiness, he has to be the king of the Jewish people. He has to deal with their mundane needs. But he should be able to do everything that's mundane within the framework of holiness, and not to sever his ties with it. And through always being within that framework, he has that elevated watching in everything he does, with this concept of Hashem standing over him, l'shomro, to protect him. Shabbat shalom.